Share with you out of the gospel according to St. Mark. Be reading out of the 10th chapter. Supporting scriptures this morning shall come from Hebrews 11 and 1 that you've already heard in your hearing. And a very familiar passage, St. Matthew 17 and 20. The gospel according to St. Mark chapter 10 beginning at verse 46. The Bible reads, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me.' Many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, 'Thy son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." So we look upon verse 52. Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Hebrews 11 and 1 tells us, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Then Matthew, through the words of Jesus, tells us in Matthew 17 and 20, Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning, the power of faith. The power of faith. How many of you know he will? He'll fight your battle. Whatever you need him to do this morning. You got to know for yourself, I know that he will. Hallelujah, Jesus. Songwriter said, "If I keep still." So I got to move back and just let God have it. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are thankful. Thank God for the choir this morning. As long as you know that God will. You don't have to worry about the naysayers or those that don't want to go along and don't quite understand you. But something down on the inside of you to just keep on telling you to just go on. Because I know God is going to hear my humble cry. I know I'm not going to be in this place always. For I serve a mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, sir. I know that he will. Yes, sir. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord is helping me fight a battle right now. And all you got to do is just keep still. Let God be God all by himself. Don't nobody know like you know how the Lord stepped into your situation. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. The enemy might have thought he had you, but thank God you got away this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, sir. I thank God for the choir this morning. It's so good to not worry about the ones that are not here. Because we got to do what we got to do. And you got to learn to just lift up your voice and just sing to the glory of God. And just thank God for another opportunity. Just to do and to offer praises unto his holy and righteous name. We thank God. We thank God that there are things that may be going on this morning. And we thank God for an opportunity to be able to be here and there and to to share and to do those things that need to be done. But in the midst of it all, God promised us that as long as two or three of us gather in his name, touching and agreeing and believing that he is our God. He said he'd be in the midst. He didn't say that the church had to be running over. He said our spirit, our hearts ought to get full enough that every now and again we ought to let it run over. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You just got a little bit more room to just praise God like you want to. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. For the Lord God is good this morning. You have to get it when it's coming through. Hallelujah. We thank God. I thank God for at least having a mind of knowing halfway how to act. And as I sat there last night and everything was all dignified and our children began to dance so beautiful, and I started feeling it, and I started feeling it in myself about the holler in here. And by the time I thought about it again, I hollered before I knew it, because you got to be who you are. And when the Spirit of the Lord move in you, wasn't nothing but an auditorium. If you can't holler in an auditorium, something ought to be wrong somewhere. Those babies moved me because they were moved by the Spirit of a mighty God. To some, it's just a dance, but it's ministry. When they listen and they minister to the words that are being spoken. And we just thank God for an opportunity to be a witness to such a manifestation of God's Spirit moving. And allowing God's Spirit to move not only through the adults, but through our young people. And so we thank God. I thank God because we have to understand that we all have to go through something in life. We have our little children and our babies that have to go through, but it's good to know that we got some that are willing to try to do what is the right thing. We got some that are struggling to sort of get themselves together, but I see growth and I see them doing better and just so proud to see them be able to do things and act decent and in order and follow directions. In order for us to create great leaders, we got to teach them how to be followers. How to love one another, how to do the things that God would have them to do as well as ourselves. And it's only by the grace of that loving God that we're here this morning. Some of us act like that we're doing God a favor. But if you feel like that this morning, you just as well stayed at home too. Because we come in this place this morning to worship him in spirit and in truth. You need to press your way because you have a desire to lift up the name of Jesus, because you have a desire to tell God thank you, because you have a need that you know that man cannot supply. There's some things that man can't do for you. I don't care what doctor you go to, you're going to have to talk to Dr. Jesus. There's a whole lot of things that goes on in life, but money can't save you. Money can't even feed you. Money can't make you do nothing but make yourself feel like you got it going on. But at the end of the day, you still gonna need Jesus. You need the Lord in your life this morning. And I thank God for being that kind of God that looks beyond our faults, because if we're honest with ourselves, we understand that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of a mighty God. But God has allowed us this opportunity to be here today, and we ought to be glad that God allowed us to live through another week's journey. As we well know, we weren't promised that every day would be a happy day or every day would be a hefty day. In every life, it's been said that some rain must fall. And we realize that throughout this last week, we had a week of rainy, cloudy weather. And we are all ready and we're glad to look at that time where we can be rejuvenated by this warmth of God's sunshine, and to just know that winter is gone and now spring is here and summer is not that far away. So we look for those sunny days, but we also understand that we got to have rainy days. For those of us that are dealing with allergies and sinus issues, the rain was welcome to us to help get away some of the pollen, to clean out some of the air. Those of us that remember our training, even in elementary school, we were taught that March wind and April showers bring May flowers. And I never will forget that. Every time I began to think, and sometimes we realize that it's not as windy sometimes in March as it is sometimes. And then there are times when the wind just blow. We get all of this good rain right now, and next month, those of you that love the flowers and the love the outdoor, you see the beauty and the splendor of what God does every year at the same time of the year. Some things, they just automatically come back up out of the ground. Some things you have to go and replant, but it still takes God's rain and His sunshine and His power to make it grow. And when you look at that beauty, you got to understand that that is a blessing. That is a creation of God. And that even when you look in the mirror in the morning, you ought to be able to thank God for who you are. Thank God for the creation that you are looking at. You might not be everything that God would have you to be, but you ought to thank God that you are a product of God, made from the dust of the ground, and His breath is in your nostrils. And because He is God, you belong to Him. So we got to be thankful of how wonderful God is and all the wonderful things that God has created for us. And I thank God because He is a God that understands that even though we may have had a rainy week, rain's not going to last always. God has a way of giving us the sunshine when we need it. And God, somebody said that the Lord won't put no more on you than you can bear. But a lot of times we kind of don't want to go along with that when it seems like it's one thing after another. There are those of us that can say, well, it seemed like it ought to be somebody else's time now. I've been going through for a mighty long time, and God, I just need you to hear me. God, I want you to release me, to deliver me, and to let me know that you are still right by my side. Even though you may be trying, there are times that the enemy will make you begin to think that, is there something that I've done? Is there something that I have not done? Because I'm not as close to God as I want to be, or I'm not receiving what I'd like to receive. I don't feel what I want to feel when I come to the house of God. What's going on with me? But you got to understand that the enemy is always out to play tricks with your mind. God knows that you have a desire to get closer to Him, and also the enemy knows, so the enemy is going to try to trap you up. I come this morning to encourage you to hang in there, to know that no matter what you go through, hang in there and trust in God. Just for a few moments this morning, I'd like to refresh the mind of some and to share with others the importance of the power of faith and what it means to us as believers and followers of Christ. We must believe that God is who He says that He is, that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And when we look for God, we know that God will be right there. I don't know about you, but I found that even in the midst of my darkest hour, God was right there. When I've had my heaviest burdens to lay upon me, and there were times when I was just like the man I'm going to talk about a little bit later, I had to say, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Anybody in here ever found themselves crying out to God, God, have mercy on me? Anybody ever laid there even on a bed of affliction, or not necessarily sick, but you're just going through, or you just don't have that feeling of joy, or that time when it seemed like something is just not right, something feel like it's getting ready to happen, so I need to be ready when it happens. So I started saying, Lord, build me up. I don't know what it is, but I can't put my finger on it, but something is getting ready to happen. So Lord, when it happens, I want to be ready. So God, fix my mind, fix my heart, or make sure that I got my feet planted and solid, because I got to know that when the wind blow, I may be blown from one side to another, but I got to stay steadfast. We got any folk in here that want to be a palm tree Christian this morning? You got to learn how to bend with the wind. Too many times we let the enemy knock us out. We don't have sense enough to get back up. We got to know that when we're at our weakest point, God will make us strong. If we say we walk by faith, then we got to know that every step we ought to trust God just a little bit more. There are those of us this morning that got to understand that in order for us to know God or to really believe in the word of God, we got to know Him on a personal level. We got to get to know Him as your personal shepherd. David may have said, the Lord is my shepherd, but if you don't know Him as your shepherd, that's just words out of the Bible. But if you come to a place in your life to where you can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, then you know that God has done some things in your life. David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord God is good. And if ever you get a taste of God, how many of you know you always want just a little bit more? There's something about God that just makes you want to keep on coming back and say, Lord, I just need just a little bit more. All I need is just to know that you have not left me. I know you promised you'll never leave me, nor would you forsake me. But God, every now and again, I just need to be reminded. Hallelujah, Jesus, that you are still right there by my side. How many witnesses are there in the house this morning that know that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, things would be different in your life this morning? Your conversation, your testimony would be completely different. If you didn't know God, if you was not a believer, then you wouldn't even have any hope. You wouldn't have a testimony. You wouldn't have any joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. We have to understand there are times when you're going through. And those are the times that you seemingly are more vulnerable. So that's when the enemy thinks that he really got you. But you got to understand that if you are a man or a woman of faith, then your faith is going to hold you. Even though there are times when you yourself, you may complain a little bit. You may murmur a little bit. You may even vent a little bit and cry out a little bit. But in the midst of it all, if you got faith in God, you got to hold on to that faith that you know to be sure. Now, faith, a belief in or a confident attitude toward God, confidence and loyalty. So when we talk about faith, faith is belief. We always say that everybody ought to believe in something. And so if you cannot believe in God, then you're in a bad situation already. Now, Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, this is more of a description of faith opposed to a definition of faith. Because if you got faith in God, then you got to know that there are some things that you're not going to be able to see. But even though I can't see it, because I believe in the power of a mighty God, my faith in God tells me that there are things that I cannot see, that I cannot understand, because my intellect does not go far enough to understand all the wonders that God has in store for us. But now when I look in the Bible, I understand that I believe that God did create everything from the dust of the ground, that God made everything out of nothing. And because God made everything out of nothing, and God even allowed what I've heard, that his only begotten son, Jesus, to come and to die in our stead. So now my part in that is that I got to believe that that word is true. So now my belief is that I got faith in God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So now, what Paul says is, Paul lets you know that not only do we need to have faith now, but faith has been around for a long time. For the Bible declares, for by the elders obtained a good report because of the faith they had in God. Through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So that clearly tells us that by faith I believe that God took nothing and made something out of it. And after God got through making that something, now I can see it with my eyes. Are you with me this morning? Now, you got to have faith enough to know that there are some things that you are not going to be able to see with your human eye, but you got to believe that God is able to take care of. Now, there's all kinds of things inside of our bodies, and the doctors are very smart, but just look at what God can do. God created everything and put everything in his specific place so that our bodies work just like a system. And every now and again, when that system get a little click in it, you got to understand that if it's not working like it used to work, something is wrong somewhere. And so by faith, you believe that sometimes we are in the dark and we're in denial and we say, oh, it's going to go away. Sometimes it does not just go away.
So by faith, you realize that I got to trust the power of God. There's some unseen thing that I know is going on, but I believe that they are real. So I'm going to trust the power of God, and I'm going to call on the name of God. I'm not going to worry about those other folk, but I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. Lord, I got some conditions going on, and I need you to come and see about me. I believe that you are a healer, and by your stripes, we are healed. So by faith, even though you're going through, you can still say, I'm healed. Because you believe in the power of a mighty God. Now, Paul gives us some instances here. He said, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. The Bible says that by faith, Noah, being warned of the things that were about to come, built an ark in the middle of nowhere where no rain was in sight. But by faith, he did what God told him to do. Now, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, first of all, you got to believe in God. You got to believe that God can do and will do everything that he said that he would do. But sometimes, because we are in the flesh, we tend to think that we are limited, and there are some limitations, because the Bible declares that with men, some things are impossible, but not with God. So now, when I got God on my side, things are different. When I got God on my side, I got more possibilities of things happening for my good. So now we see here where the Bible said that Jesus said on one occasion, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. Faith. Jesus says that all you need is just enough. The size of a grain of a mustard seed. If you were to define a mustard seed, you would find that it is so tiny and minute that you could put it in your hand and barely be able to see it. So now, when I look at just that little bit peck of faith, Jesus tells me that if I believe in the power of God, just with that little faith, the mountain of despair that I have in my life, I can say, move from here to yonder, and by faith, it shall be done. But that faith has to be in God. That faith has to be in the will of God. And what we have to understand here is Jesus would let the disciples know that because of your unbelief, you think that because you are a mere man, you can't do what I told you to do. But did I not tell you that greater works will you do than that I have done? So you got to believe that the power that I have given you by the Holy Ghost that you can do. By faith, you will have power. But if you have no faith, you have no power. If you have no God, you have no power. So I come to tell you this morning, you got to have faith in the power of a mighty God. You got to know God for yourself. You got to know that I believe in the power of a loving God. A God that will do just what I need him to do. A God that was there when I got up early this morning. And a God that will be there late in the midnight hour. I serve a God this morning that was there over 58 years ago. God bless me, and it blessed me even right now. But I want to tell somebody this morning that if you love the power of a mighty God, you got to know God for yourself. You got to know that you got to have faith in the power of your God. And if you got faith in God, No matter what man say, no matter what comes your way, you got to trust the power of a mighty God. But when we look at our text this morning, the Bible said that Jesus was going down to Jericho, and there was a blind man by the name of Bartimaeus. He was walking around there, and he was waiting on Jesus. He said, "Oh, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." Anybody ever cried out to the Lord, "Have mercy on me"? Well, they tell me there were there folk there in the midst of them. Says you ought to hush and make your mouth shut up. But he began to cry even the more. "Oh, Son of David, I know that you're able. I know that I need you. I got faith in your power. I got faith in what you can do. Oh, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." The disciples say, "Hush your mouth. He heard your mighty call. He heard you. He's calling you now." For the Lord say, "Oh, Son, come here unto me. What is it that you want me to do?" He said, "If I could receive my sight." You see, when you've been in a bad situation, you got to trust the power of a loving God. And if you got faith in God, the Bible declared through the word of God that Jesus said unto this man, "By thy faith you have been made whole." If you believe in the power of God, faith has power. And with the faith that you got in God, God can take your situation, turn it all around, make everything work out for your good. This blind man that can't have a testimony, "I once was blind, but now I see, because I heard that Jesus was coming. And when the Lord God came along my way, I just told the Lord on my side, have mercy on me." God knew that I believed in my heart that if God touched my body, everything would be all right. Anybody got a mountain in your life? I stopped by to tell you this morning, have faith in the power of God. Because if you got faith in God, that mountain of sickness, that mountain of hate, that mountain of despair, that mountain of bondage, you can be delivered. You can be set free. You can be healed. I thank my God that it's because of the power of a loving God that I will not allow the enemy to tell me what I cannot do, because I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. I want to thank God this morning for being that kind of God. By thy faith, you will be made whole. Anybody got faith in God? Anybody know that all you got to do is believe down in the depths of your heart, "For God, I'll live, and for the Lord, I'll die. I've done some right, and I've done some wrong. I've been in, and I've been out. But my God, has never left me all by myself. I want to let you know that I serve a mighty God, and I got the faith in a God that is a healer. He is a keeper, and because of my God, I cry every day, 'Lord, help me to be all you want me to be.'" Anybody in the house got a mountain in your life? All you need is just a little bit of faith. Faith the size of a mustard seed. Tell that devil you are a liar. I'm glad that I got God. And if you got God, everything gonna be all right. You gotta trust God. I don't care what they say. It depends on what he says. There's power in faith. And when you got faith, you got power. Because you can change some things. The enemy look for you to go and sit somewhere and wait on a pity pot. But when you got faith in God, even though you can't see where God is going to bring you to, you can rejoice. And you know what the songwriter said? Don't wait until the battle is over. You can shout now. When you got faith in God, and you know that regardless of what it looks like, is there anybody in the house can say with me this morning, "I'm so glad I don't look like what I've been through. I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain. I've been knocked around. I've been up and down. But I serve a God that loves me beyond a shadow of a doubt, that looked beyond my fault and blessed my every need. Somebody said his name is Jesus. Anybody know the name Jesus? There's power in the name Jesus. Can you help me say the name Jesus? Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. That's the power of faith. You just got to believe. And sometimes it's hard to believe, but you can make it if you believe. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. So no matter what you're going through, have faith, not in Cade, not in Fowles Chapel, but in God. And if you got faith in God, you will have power to overcome whatever obstacles that may come your way. In this life, you are going to have trials as well as tribulations. But be of good cheer. Jesus has already overcome the world. All you need, because the Bible declares that with just that grain of a mustard seed, the latter part of that verse says there's nothing impossible for you. So all you need is just a little faith to trust in God, and he'll do what no one else can do. As we stand to our feet this morning, we want to trust God with our all in all. Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God promises, I'll be with you always.